Geeky Girl Gap Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to a very princely episode of Geeky Girl Gap. I'm Candace, and with me are my co-hosts, Bree.
Hey.
And Vanessa.
Hey there.
And today we're going to talk about the best and worst Disney princes. So we were talking a little bit earlier, and we're all like really pro Flynn Rider, a.k.a. Eugene Fitzherbert from Tangled. Why are you guys feeling him?
He just kind of has it all. He's funny. He is cute. He's like, I mean, I guess he's a little all about himself somewhat, but it not. Mm-hmm. But in the way that it counts, he is all about Rapunzel. So I don't know. I think that he's just like a nice package.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he has aspects of that bad boy that every girl kind of like.
Gonna bring that up.
Like of course bad it's boys. Bad boy with Brie.
Of course. Well, I mean, but he does start off like that. You get that rogue sense of like survival. Like he is doing things to help himself out to survive, which I think relatively we can all like relate to that. You know, we're. While we're working with others, you know, we are trying to survive in our day-to-day lives. And, you know, he just took that a little extra. But then you're right. He shifts his ideals or he shifts his motive for good.
Yeah. You know? I think the through line is he has a good heart, and that was always the case. It's just that. Obviously, in order to survive, he has to cope in different ways, like being overly confident and, you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Well, hilarious, but like,
yeah, he hides behind humor and jokes. Yes. And snarkiness.
Yes.
Perfect word.
And we got to remember he was an orphan and we don't know what those orphanages were like.
That's
really
true.
And actually, did you guys know there was the Tangled TV series?
I did. I haven't seen it.
Same.
Okay, I've watched all of it.
Oh, really?
It's amazing. It's really well done. It's made by, like, fans of the show. And, of course, it has Mandy Moore and, oh, my God, why am I forgetting his name all of a sudden? I see his face perfectly in my mind. Who voices Flynn Rider, Eugene?
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, my God, how... He was in the Psych movie.
Yeah, he was.
He was in Chuck. He was in everything.
Lee something?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'm getting it.
Not Lee Pace.
Although Lee Pace is amazing.
He is.
No, Zachary Levy.
There we go.
Levy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or Levi. And I don't know.
And also that's another thing is he is an amazing actor. And he is a gorgeous human being.
He is incredibly gorgeous. Sorry, I'm just now seeing him for the first time. Oh, I got a little bit of chills here.
Okay, but you need to watch. You need to watch their Oscar performance because the song was nominated for Best Oscar. You know they always perform. So Mandy and Zachary performed that song, and. Oh my God, that bass singing with that voice. And he gives her a little wink, and I was like, oh, even she's like blushing a little bit. I'm like, I don't blame you, Mandy. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, but I get, okay, but you know, we're talking a little bit more about the actor now. I guess we should talk
about the character. Anyway, so Flynn, Eugene, in the TV series, he has to deal with a lot of, you know, people. Believe he is a thief, but he sticks with Rapunzel no matter what. He actually proposes to her. No, in the past.
He has
to work through his past and he has to redeem himself, which he continuously does.
Because redeem his reputation. Yeah, because the public still sees him as a thief. Got it.
Yeah. So the very first episode, he proposed to Rapunzel, but she freaks out because she's like, doesn't want to be cooped up in another place. Like, she wants to go out and see the world. But
which is fair.
Yes, it's understandable because, again, she's like 19 now. She's like 18 or 19.
Well, and she was cooped up her entire life.
Yes. So she thinks being married is going to, like, coop her up in the castle and do all this kind of stuff. So she's like, give me time. And he's like, it's okay. Like, you know, he's like, that's fine. So
yeah,
I'm like pro Eugene in that.
Letting her be what she needs, who she needs to be, and letting her do what she needs to do.
Gives her space, mm-hmm. and he supports her. And yeah, he still gets snarky and he can be selfish at times, but he's still, you know, good dude. I'm like, solid Prince. Do you guys think one of the reasons we like them so much, like together, is because we actually see a romance develop and we actually see them, like, it's not love at first sight.
Yeah. And it's an actual, cause you know, obviously with classic Disney, you know, Cinderella, all, Little Mermaid, all these things, it's more like a love at first sight slash there's not so much depth to it. And this one has like a lot of layers and an actual story. And it's a lot better because they don't get married at the end. You know, it's not this quick progression of things. Like it is pretty quick, but in this case, it actually makes sense because they're going through a ton of crazy crap all at once.
He literally dies for her.
Exactly. And that kind of, you know, that will move a relationship forward quicker, I feel.
You think?
He didn't even save her life. He saved her, like, metaphorically. Like, she would have gone off with Gotho and he would have still been alive. They both would have still been alive, but he was willing to die and let her
be free. So that she could be free, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, this is why, like, I think, like, the movie Tangled and then the movie Princess and the Frog, I think really, while Princess and the Frog, they do end up getting married, there is that other progression like you were talking about. They go through things. They don't like each other right off the bat.
Yeah. Well, and he's a frog when she first meets him.
Right. But still, as frogs, they don't even get kissing along that much.
But yeah, so they grow together. Yeah, that's the only reason I think Naveen goes through the same thing as Eugene, as learning not to be selfish.
Yeah, it's true.
He's right up there too, because he ends up helping her, like, at the very end of the movie. Yeah, they get married and she's a princess, but she achieves her dream and he helps her. And that's a great relationship that they can help each other.
Have something to do with cooking or baking? I actually haven't seen this movie yet.
Oh, Vanessa, yes.
I know.
Yes. Her dream is to open her own restaurant and she works her butt off. There's a great song that is like a great motivator that she sings about, like, she's has this dream and she works day and night to achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
And she saves money and she does that. And even after they get married and she's pretty much a princess,
mm-hmm.
she still
runs the restaurant and
she gets to open her restaurant.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot more of a, I think the reason that these are coming up first is the fact that in more modern stories, everybody's a little bit more focused on feminism and the progression of the woman in society. So I think that they create these characters, these princes, in order for that to really shine, and that's why we like them, and they're coming up kind of to the forefront.
Well, also, what's really great, too, we're seeing princes with flaws right away, and showcasing not everyone's perfect. Kind of like, I do love Princess Tiana and Rapunzel, but both of them still have to grow as people as well, you know? And I think showing two people simultaneously growing through an experience is really refreshing to experience, too.
Yeah, true, because it's more real. Less of, well, this is going to be, you know, I'm going to find the perfect person and then we're going to live this perfect life. It's more about, well, you can still have your prince and you can still live your dream, but it's not always going to be perfect.
Exactly.
And the road is going to be a little bumpy. And that's more towards, you know, reality than what we grew up with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up with, okay, like Prince Eric and the Beast were some of the major ones in our childhood. But they still are problematic. Aladdin too. Aladdin is problematic. He is a freaking thief.
And he lies.
He lies.
That was the thing that pissed me off the most, I think, about Aladdin, was just the fact that if he had told her from the beginning, she would have been totally fine with it.
Yeah, she'd be like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
but I don't think that, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm, I don't think he really realized that she had been okay with it, though.
She was giving him all the signs.
Yeah. Well, clearly, right. But then, I mean, I don't know about you, but like, I mean, seeing signs, it's not like, I don't know, people can be clueless,
well,
right?
Like, I mean, yeah, well, especially if you think of how they probably were, like, I don't know, what, teenagers, or maybe...
He was 18, yeah. She was 14. Or 15.
No way, 14? I mean, that's not surprising. I know they're all supposed to be, like, super young, but still. Yeah, so of course, like, he's probably just being a boy and being like, yeah. Oh, well, I can't show my true self. And all the woman is like, just communicate with me. I don't care.
Well, also, because too, like, he's looking at a perspective of she's someone who I can't be with because of who she is. Mm-hmm. And I need to be someone she can be with. So, you know, again, in terms of that, he's trying to become what he thinks he needs to be for her.
Right. And I mean, if it is, you know, like, historically accurate, then it's true. He wouldn't have been able to marry her as, like, a street commoner, and actually probably would have been killed several times during that movie. But
okay, the thing that really bugs me after rewatching Aladdin is, like, he sees these, like, orphan kids, right? And he's great. You know, we see him he has a rescue the cat moment where he gives him the bread that he worked so hard for.
Mm-hmm.
But then, once he has a freaking genie, he does nothing to help them.
I didn't think about that.
I didn't either.
Or freaking Jasmine, the little idiot, doesn't know what money is. But then she's like, oh, okay, the only thing she is worried about at the marketplace after going there is about the boy she met when she saw starving kids. They're both idiots. They deserve each other.
Maybe they'll help the kids.
They're really bad. I think they're really bad about big picture. Like, they see the kids, and then they're like, oh yeah, my heart goes out to them, and I need to help in this moment. And then, but when they're thinking big picture, they have no idea what they're doing. But once again, they're young.
The Beast has some anger issues.
Well, and so I understand why you wouldn't necessarily want to, like, take in a stranger into your house, especially if they look, like, old and craggly. And I don't know. I've never had this happen to me before.
Stranger but danger. He was 10.
I know. Exactly. Like, so it's like,
he was 10.
Yeah. It is a bad thing to do, to just, like, leave somebody out on the streets or whatever. But
he was home alone.
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't have done that either.
I know, we would all be beasts.
He was 10, yeah, his parents probably taught him, don't let anyone in.
And that's the thing, I think, so this is going a little bit, like, over, but as far as the live action version, I understood then why, because he was terrible in that
one. He was an adult.
Yes, exactly. He was an adult, and he was awful. And I'm like, okay, in that situation, I understand. Like, you're a dick. Like,
yeah,
of course you're going to get cursed. But I think that the child one makes more sense, because it does give him more of, you can see that he does, that he, or you're more willing to believe that he does have a good heart in the end. Because in the live action version, it's like, well, I guess you did learn your lesson. But it's still just such a transformation, you know?
Here's the thing. If they really, okay, the live action version, not the little 10-year-old poor boy who got cursed, live action one, the douche nozzle, I feel like in order for him to, like, really learn, like, shouldn't they have, like, made him, like, fall in love with, like, not Emma Watson pretty? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to learn about how not to judge a book by its cover, but you still get like a hottie.
But it wasn't about him not just, I think she wanted to show him how awful it is to be judged.
Yeah.
By your looks. And so that was the lesson. So I don't know. I think that was that's debatable, but
I don't know. Maybe he did learn his lesson though. And she was judged because she was read books.
Yeah, but she was the most beautiful person in the world or in the town.
Next to Gaston, of course. Let's be realistic. Of course.
Although once again, live action versus cartoon, Gaston in the movie was so pretty and so such a good singer.
Oh, I know. Oh, and who does not ship LeFou and Gaston?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a very healthy relationship.
Not at all.
Overall, he's still just like, he wasn't my favorite prince, but at the same time, that was kind of because when he turned. Oh no! But when he turned back into a human, I'm like, oh.
Did I ever tell you guys? My mother told me this when she took me to see Beauty and the Beast. I cried when he turned into a human. Oh. I didn't realize it was the same person.
Yeah, because you don't understand them as a kid.
Yeah.
I actually had the Barbie doll where you would take the Beast head off and then it would be the princess. Yeah. And be like, you're putting your head back on.
It's like, we just want you to stay the Beast. I'm sorry if that brings up, you know, this whole bestiality issue and all that, but he looks better. And I know that, once again, that's judging a book by its cover, which is counterintuitive to the entire moral of the story, but still.
Okay, so let's talk about another prince from my childhood, Prince Eric.
Yes.
He's pretty hunky, but
as an adult, I realize that that kind of is almost all he has going for him. I mean, he's a sweet guy. He treats his dog really well, which is a big plus.
Yeah, he's good with dogs. Yeah. That's like right up in my list. Like, gotta love dogs, number one.
But he was also so ready to marry witch woman just because
he was bewitched.
His eyes went the little do-do-do-do-do-do thing.
What? Yeah, that was bewitched. Yeah, he was bewitched when I had to rewatch it.
Yeah, because he heard the voice.
No, he heard the voice.
He walked down, and then he had the little weird eye thing going on. Yeah, the woo-woo-woo thing.
Yeah, and then he's like, when she crushes the shell on when the shell gets like crushed,
gets his mind
he like shakes his head like he's out of a trance.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I always just chalk that up to like him being
thinking
so
with his dick.
Yes, and just thinking, but oh my god,
ears really, his ears are his dick.
Yeah, where it's like, this woman saved my life. Well, because that's what got me so mad was that I was like, obviously you're feeling this thing with Ariel. Why would you? I mean, just because somebody sang and she saved your life, it's like, thanks for saving my life. Now I'm going to go be with this person. Like that, I don't know. That's weird because I've seen this movie a billion times and I don't remember the trance thing at all.
There definitely was a trance.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Also, though, why didn't he kiss her in the boat? He like actively
was trying. He was trying. And then Flotsam and Jetsam made it.
Maybe. Because at one point he actively was like, no.
Honestly, if I was Ariel and like I was going to be a little floaty plant thing, I would have just grabbed the pen and been like, we're making out. Like, okay. And Uncursed, let me tell you a story.
Well, also, could she
just write it down?
Yes, kiss me and I'll reveal myself.
That was always a thing. Like, why couldn't she have written anything?
She can write. She knows how to sign her name.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, we can go through plot holes of Little Mermaid. Okay.
Anyway,
so Eric dum dum.
Eric's a cute dum dum.
I know. I actually met both of the voice actors at MegaCon Orlando.
Oh, really?
They're like, how do you want to pose? And we're like, can we do the princess pose? And even the voice actor of Eric did it too. It was so cute. Like, princess pose. And he's like, okay. They were wonderful. I love them both.
That's great.
So Okay, so let's talk about like pretty much the worst princess.
Worst?
What? What do you mean? We haven't even gotten to some of the best yet.
Oh, we didn't talk about Li Shang.
Who are we missing?
We didn't talk about Li Shang.
And also, I'm a big fan of Prince Philip.
Okay, let's talk about.
Well, let's talk about Li Shang, because let's be honest, that hunky Asian man.
Yes. Who doesn't love a good hunky Asian man? I like him in particular because I know the whole, like, for most of the movie, he thinks that Mulan is a dude, but mm-hmm. when he does realize that she is a woman and, like, there is a little bit of a snag with that because of the cultural things, but he rises above it and he realizes that it's like, even though she's a woman, she's an amazing fighter, an amazing person, and he believes in her.
I also think that he was a little bit bi.
Oh, definitely.
Why?
Well, I
just
feel
because he starts liking a dude.
I do think he's attracted to Pink. That's what he went by, right?
Yeah.
Or that's what she went by.
Yeah.
Pink. I think he was attracted to Pink. And maybe, like, for me, that's, like, a little, like, because there's such an erasure of, like, bi guys, like, bi characters for men in particular. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I guess maybe it's, like, in my heart of hearts, I do feel like, I mean, because for any guy in the army to like another guy, especially in that time, I'm like, okay, he, you know, he has to swing that way a little bit, right? And then I think he was like, oh, like, so caught off guard that she was a woman, and he was like,
also he probably was like, oh man, I'm really starting to develop feelings for this dude, this really sucks. And then he's like, oh, you're a woman, yes, it's socially acceptable.
Yeah, probably in those days, I mean, like, you know, he definitely couldn't have been together as Li Shang and Pink.
Well, no,
yeah, he probably was like
in that culture.
No,
he was probably very confused because, again, like what was going on?
Yeah.
Then he's like, "Yes, boobs."
Yes,
I kind of like the fact that, so like, I kind of like if he is bi and like sexually like attracted to Pink though.
That was that was really funny though. Like, can we just talk about that scene where she does rise up and it's just bandages, but it's still flat chested, and he's like, "Oh my god, you're a woman!" And it's like, "How did you know?"
Because they told him. They told him before.
But no, but he's like, but he did. He was like, "What?" And then she walked. But the realization was when he walked in and she sat up, and I'm like,
"Yeah,
I guess I don't know."
I think the bandages just meant like it. She, well, I mean, again, it depends. Like, if a guy had a chest wound, wouldn't they bandage him up? Like, but again, like, she definitely has a different anatomy
than a guy. It doesn't look busty or anything. And I mean, obviously, they can't really do a lot because it's a kids' movie, but at the same time, if you're going to make that a big reveal, you have to do something.
Maybe he saw there was like nothing in the pants area.
No, I definitely don't think her boobs look like pecs though. You know what I mean?
Okay. Again, we're getting off topic.
Anyway, yeah.
So random. Okay, and Brie, you also want to talk about Prince Philip?
I love him. I mean, maybe he's a bit of a creeper because he was like looking at her like through the woods or whatever and was like, no, I'm just going to jump in on this song. But
yeah, screw you, owl.
I know, right? He's like, fuck you, owl. Take that place. I don't know. He just is funny. Like, he, I guess, you know, up until that point, there is no like funny prince. And he was like the first prince with like an actual personality. You know what I mean?
Because he was the first one does not mean he's great.
He's still
remember
great.
Remember, he kissed an unconscious woman.
Yes, but fairy tales, you know, to break the spell. Oh, you know, I'm just saying, but that's like a fairy tale rule. He probably knew that rule and was like, well, let's see if this brings her back to life.
I mean, like, you know, he knows that rule. Nobody in fairy tale like land knows the rules.
True love kiss, right?
Yeah.
It was a gun. He met her in the woods and was like, no, this is my true love. I'm done. They barely talked.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, Aurora does have like the least lines out of any princess in any movie.
Yeah, so he saw her in the woods and he was like, no, I'm not going to marry this princess you set me up with. I found this chick in the woods. She's
well, I mean, think about his perspective, really, though. At least he met that girl. He wasn't going to meet the arranged girl until their day of their wedding. So he was like, I'd rather take my chances with the girl in the woods.
Yeah, I know she's hot, at least. Come on.
Okay, guys, yeah. you're overanalyzing this.
Overanalyzing this? No. You don't say, this is what we do, Vanessa. Yeah, no. This is we are.
I'm just like, this is a... Sorry.
Okay, let's talk about, like, the absolute worst prince. Snow White's prince.
Snow White's prince.
He doesn't have a freaking name.
Who? Prince Charming?
He doesn't have
I thought
name.
It was Ferdinand. Wasn't it?
Yeah, like, but it's like not a fish.
Wait, who's
it's
Ferdinand?
It's never said in the movie.
Snow White.
Wasn't it just... Oh, wait. What was
I
it?
I mean, like, he's pretty, but, you know...
He's not even that pretty. He looks weird.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Snow White. They just put a different wig on him.
Yes, exactly. Which, you know, could have been how... Animation.
Wait, he doesn't know about True Love's Kiss.
Yeah, exactly. Prince Philip does. Her. That was a little crazy. Here's the thing.
Prince Philip,
that was in a bed. There was already a curse laid on the land. She was like in a deep coma. I mean, come on. Like, obviously there's need to be a curse broken. You know what I mean? But Snow White was already buried. In a coffin.
She was in a coffin.
Okay. Well, she was in an above ground coffin.
Why would you kiss somebody in a coffin?
I don't know. That's weird. I could see the bed. He could kiss someone in a bed. In the coffin. No, that's
in a bed. Okay. That's a little bit of harassment.
Well, because in a coffin, you're assuming they're dead. Why would you kiss a dead person unless you're necrophiliac?
Maybe he was.
No, maybe he was. Know. That's the untold story of
she did
story.
Have, you know, skin as white as snow. She already looked probably zombie.
Yeah, she already looked dead. So
yeah.
You
know.
And that's the perfect match because if you look dead even when you're living, then and you're a necrophiliac.
Right. Like,
yeah. Match made in heaven. Yeah, we're not talking about this.
Are you cutting
this? Yeah, okay.
I hope you don't. It's brilliant.
Okay, what about Prince Charming?
He's
an idiot. He has to have a slipper to...
Yeah, oh, and yeah, exactly. And then it's just like, oh, it fits. Ah, thankfully, Cinderella was the only person with that shoe size in the entire village.
Okay, my thing is, wouldn't he remember at least, like, her hair color?
Or her face! Her face. Why would you not recognize
her
the
voice?
Face? Yeah, something that, like, if this woman was so entrancing, no, the shoe has to fit.
Yeah, I know.
Guess he has a foot fetish. All these other princes have these word fetishes.
It's true!
She's realizing.
Necrophilia, foot fetish.
But here's the thing, like, I think he's just plain dumb. Or maybe, I don't know, he's just weird. He's weird. Let's be honest.
I mean,
it started off okay because we did get to see, like, he didn't want to just get married to anyone. He wanted to get married for love, and his father was putting up that tantrum and, like, just tutting everything. Remember that? Mm. Yeah. So, like, okay. I kind of get his frustration. Like, he didn't want to hold the ball. He was like, why do I have to be here? You know, like, I get that.
He's nodding. That was a bit weird, though, Prince. Come on.
Well, but he didn't want to be there. He knew this was, like, a setup for him to find a girl. You know what I mean? He's just like,
ugh. He's like, I got a game on my own. I'm going to go look at some feet.
Oh, my. I mean, okay, yeah, he should have remembered Cinderella's looks. I mean, just her face or her voice or her hair color or her eye color. I mean, he could have seen like a brown eyed girl and been like, no, you're a brown eyed girl. This definitely was a blue eyed girl. And he's gone.
Yeah, deductive, like logic.
Right. I don't think he has any.
Okay, guys, I actually forgot the absolute worst Disney prince.
What?
John Smith.
How is he even a Disney prince, though? How?
I don't know. Either of them are royalty.
No, she's the chief's daughter. Like, she's...
So she's kind of a princess.
Yeah. She's a Disney princess.
Also... That movie was just so historically inaccurate on so many different levels that I like can't even like think. I mean, I liked Colors of the Wind, like everybody does. But
I like Pocahontas, like as a character, and Miko is a rad sidekick.
A rat?
A rad.
Rad. Yeah, I'm like, what?
He's a raccoon.
I know he's a raccoon. He's the reason why I want to own a raccoon. And love it and cherish it and feed it grapes.
No. Okay. Also, he's voiced by Mel Gibson, which might have been good back in the day, but now it's so.
Now it's not.
Especially since he calls them savages.
Oh. Yeah. He probably believed it.
It does not age well. This movie does not age well. Like a lot of Disney movies.
Okay, I mean, I still enjoy Pocahontas. I don't enjoy Mel Gibson, and, you know. But Pocahontas overall, I like the movie. I mean, granted, she shouldn't, I mean, I don't know. She probably should just marry the Cocoa Wum.
Well,
she didn't have to be married at all.
No, she didn't. I was just stating because
I forget, in the movie, did she marry John Smith?
No.
No, he goes back to England because he gets shot.
Okay.
In the second movie, she marries a different John.
Oh, dear God.
The John she marries in the historic thing.
Yes, is the historic one. And then John Smith and that John fight. But, you know, I haven't seen the sequel or anything.
Yeah, don't own it. So, okay, guys. Okay, so worst prince is, what's our final?
John Smith.
John Smith, okay, best friend.
I mean, John Smith, but also the necrophiliac.
Okay, so Ty, the worst is John Smith / Prince with no name.
We didn't. I mean, he hasn't been diagnosed as a necrophiliac. That's just our wrong twist.
No, I mean, diagnosed to us, he's a necrophiliac.
Yeah, we're professionals, so we
okay,
can
so
that.
Necrophiliac, no name Prince, and John Smith.
Yeah.
And
best... Eugene Fitzherbert?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. And close second, Naveen?
That's
which
all you
Vanessa
guys
need to see.
Yeah, I know. But I will believe you if you say so.
I mean, I'm still gunning for Prince Philip.
Okay. So.
No, I do love Naveen. Also, Li Shang? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the more I'm thinking about it, I feel like Li Shang shouldn't have had the reaction he did when he found out that she was a woman and, like, basically ignored her when she was trying to tell him that things were happening.
Like, left her there for dead?
Yeah, like, now I'm rethinking it. I think I just was, like, you know, kind of blowing it out of proportion because I think he's really hot. So.
And he has that awesome song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it, though. She lied to him, and she did put, like, things in jeopardy for them while being great. She was amazing.
Yeah, but he should have listened when she came to him first. Oh,
also, if this guy is being considered a prince, I would like him on our low list because I don't like him.
Who?
Iceman. Kristoff.
Who? What?
Kristoff. Okay, that whole thing is
terrible. Oh my god, Prince Hans is the worst Disney prince.
No, he's not. He's amazing. I love him.
Oh my god, what? He was trying to kill all the princesses.
That was the best line. I always clap when I watch that little Frozen show. I'm like, yes, I'm the only one clapping.
Which part?
Oh, when he's like, but no one does love you, Princess Anna.
Oh my God, Amber's, I'm so worried about her and her relationships.
Bree, now I'm like just really scared for whoever you end up with. I mean, for you, because whoever you end up with is going to be some sort of like crazed psychopath.
Oh no!
But he wears eyeliner. So you love him.
At least she'll be separated from him by a pane of glass every time she sees him.
Oh, I'm not that
only
crazy.
Have limited interaction. It will be okay.
No, I don't like actual murderers. Like,
but Prince Hans is a murderer.
Okay, yeah, but
and murder.
I still think Prince Hans was like,
no,
like freaking.
I think we're done with this episode.
Okay. What I think we should do is we should do a side episode because there's some stuff I want to talk to Bree about Prince Hans. Okay.
Listen, he's just a fun character. It's not that I actually love him. I just think he's like deliciously fun. Like that's it. He's a fun villain.
Okay.
I don't really
stop.
Like I like Princess Anna.
Okay. But, Eugene's the best. Hans, John Smith, and Prince No Name with
Necrophiliac.
Yeah, is the worst. Okay, that's our final answer.
Yes.
That's it for today. I'm Candace.
I'm Bree.
I'm Vanessa.
And stay geeky.